I would like to speak tonight about the halachos of selling the Bechoira. This is what happened. Esav sold the Bechoira to Yaakov. Now, Lamaisa, there's many ramifications of being a Bechor. One ramification of being a Bechor is that a Bechor gets double. Bechor is double. Beis Chof Resh is Gematria 222. That's because he gets double everything. 222, 222 is a Bechor. He gets Pishnayim in the Nachla Yerusha in the inheritance. That's, down the road, but that's what he gets. There's another nafkamino, or once upon a time at least, which is that the Bechor was the person who was chosen to do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Bechor, they messed that up somewhere down the line when they didn't stand up, or they got involved in the Egel Azov, and then it got transferred over to Shevet Levi, to the Kohenim, El Hashem Elai. They became the ones that work in the, do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. But earlier, previously, the Bechoira was relevant to that too. These are the dinam of the Bechoira. Now, Yaakov is eyeing the Bechoira, so he asks Esav to sell it to him. I don't know how you can do that. There's a person who I'm familiar with who had his eyes on a Gerusha. He was a Kayid, so he retired from the Kahuna in order to marry her. I don't think you can do that. You can't just say, okay, I'm not a Kohen anymore. It's not like, Marvel Comics where you could give up your superpowers. It doesn't work. So I don't know how Esav's trying to sell the Bechoira. I didn't think that the Bechoira is something you could sell. But it seems like it's being discussed like this is a legitimate sale. The Mefarshim discussed this as if this was a real sale. For example, listen to the interesting pasuk. So Esav comes in, he is so hungry, and he's exhausted. And he says, I would like some of the red stuff. Yeah, that's a pretty superficial approach, but I guess he's a superficial guy. So he says, Haliteni no mina Odoi ma Odoi ma Zeki Ayef Anoichi. That's why he's called Edoi. I'll call upon him, Yaakov says, no, not so fast. Everything comes at a price. Michra kayoim es b'choyros chali. Sell me the Bechor, and I'll give it to you. Deal, says Esav. Esav, where's the pasuk say? V'yakov, nosan le'esav. Lechem unazid adoshim. He gave him bread, and he gave him lentil soup. I have to prepare, but I'm going to try to make special lentil soup malava malka, of course. It wasn't just soup, by the way. The Mefarshim said it wasn't just lentils. He had red wine, red lentils. A lot of red going on over there. Anyway, I'll call upon him, but hold on a second. Frech Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. The Pasuk says he gave him bread. He didn't ask for bread. He asked for soup. So I would say, being a soup connoisseur, that everyone knows, it's like asking for a burger and not giving him a bun. You have to eat soup, has to go with bread. I mean, but that's not what Mishulei Diskin says. No, I mean, the Pasuk is telling us this for a reason. Why is the Pasuk telling us he gave him bread? He asked for soup. Just say he gave him soup. If all soup comes with bread, you don't have to tell me about the bread. He didn't ask for it, don't tell me about it. Says Mishulei Diskin, no, it's something else. He says, listen, there's something called doing something under duress, selling something under duress, making a neder under duress. A person can make a shvua under duress. And these things don't work. The pasuk says, "Adam l'shvua prat l'ainus." Now, Esav was under duress. Esav is like, I'm going to die. I'm so hungry. I'm starving over here. And Yaakov is basically telling me, he's only going to sell to me. So that's a sale under duress. That's not the zone. It's a shvua under duress. He shavali kayoin. Swear. It's the whole thing. The whole thing is a wash. It's a farce. Yaakov knows about this. So Yaakov says, okay, eat some bread. You're not starving anymore. Now you could have your lentils. And now the sale's a sale. Now I got it. He knew that Esau was going to come afterwards and say, oh, I only sold it to you because I was starving. So Yaakov says, here's the bread, says Rabbi Shulai Diskin. Now you're not starving anymore. And you still want the lentils. Aha! I got the Bechoira. That's what he did. Says Yeshua Leib Diskin. Now, the Mefarshim bring up a different question. The Chuvas Arivash and others ask, hold on a second. We know that there's a klal in the Gemara. Ein on the makne dabar shaloi ba la'olam, which means I can't sell you something that doesn't exist. Let's say I have seeds in my hand. I can't say to you, I'm going to sell you the fruit that grows from these seeds. There's no fruit here. You have to sell me something that exists, something that's physical, tangible. Adomer shaloi ba la'olam. I'll sell you I can tell you the seeds. I can't tell you the fruits from the seeds. So how in the world can Esav sell the Bechoira to Yaakov if the Bechoira is only relevant once his father dies?
It's relevant, but it's there.
In other words, it's not actualized, he's assuming. It's not actualized. It's an interesting question. This is the question of the Rivash. And the Mefarshim come up with this extremely creative teretz, which is, is only if you don't make a shvua. And that's exactly why Yaakov said to him, make a shvua. Because he knew it was and he wanted, again, Yaakov is aware Esav's a tricky guy. Esav's going to try to get out of the sale. He'd say, oh, I didn't really sell it to you. I didn't really sell it to you because I was under duress. Here's bread. I didn't really sell it to you. Make a shvua. And Yaakov was covering all bases to make the shvua real, to make this mechira a real mechira. So that's why it's interesting. That's what Akiva was saying. So I want to even add to that question. And I'm not going to answer this. Which is as follows. Which part of the Bechoira are we looking at? We started out, we mentioned two different things. One thing is Benogea to Yerusha. The other thing is Nogea to Avoida. So Yerusha, I understand why we would call it a Dover Shaloi Bailam. Why? Because it only happens after the father dies. The father's alive, it's not relevant at all. Avoida, Be'etzem, this person is the Bechor today, right now. Now, maybe there's no Beis HaMikdash exactly presently, but Lamaisa, he is the Bechor from the moment he's born. He is the one who has that position. So I don't know what he's selling. Is he selling the Yerusha or is he selling the Avoida? If you look what we're going to talk about afterwards, it looks on the Psukim. Does anyone know what Esav was really? What was the topic? The Yerusha or the Avoida? Anyone know? Esav says, Hinini Hoylech Lamos, I'm going to die. Pasha Pshata means he was so hungry, he was like going to die of hunger. But the Rashi says, what does this mean, Hinini Hoylech Lamos? He asked Yaakov, he's like, what's with the Avoida? Tell me about the Avoida. He's like, oh, by the way, you do it wrong, you're dead. I don't need that. That's way too intense for me. So what's the discussion? The Avoida. So I'm not really sure. Maybe the Rivash argues on Rashi. But Akoponim, they're having this whole discussion over here. Is it a Dava Shalai Bai Lailam? So says the Chuvas HaRivash. It brings from B'Shem Reb Yaakov Ben Arash. The tour, Akitzer, he's been this whole discussion over here about maybe it's Kaida Matan Torah, Adam is Makna Dovah Shalom. It's only Achar Matan Torah that I know the Makna Dovah Shalom. There's a lot of hak. We're dealing with the sale as a real sale. In other words, who did the Bechaira belong to pre-sale? Esav. He sold it to Yaakov for real. It wasn't just like, some sort of show. Now we got a problem. What? Maybe the Paris existed, but the Koyach Yerusha doesn't exist. So I'm not selling you the Paris. I'm selling you the Yerusha. If I tell you the field, you would say maybe the field is Darvish of Aloylam. But I'm selling you the fact that I'm going to be Yerushit. That's a Darvish of Aloylam. And my Koyach Yerusha is not here yet. So that's part of the Shiloh, but the Bechor is not really relevant yet. So I can't sell. I'm selling you something. You're calling me because I am physically a Bechor. I'm not selling you the fact that I'm a Bechor, because I can't sell you that. Oh, I'm selling you the rights of Bechor. The rights of Bechor only kick in later.
Why is it different than selling Ksuba? It's the same kind of thing,
right? You could sell a Ksuba. You can't sell a Bechor.
It's also only going to kick in later.
No, but you can sell the ksuba. That ksuba itself is something to sell, maybe. Akoponim, that's not the main shaila I wanted to speak about. The main shaila I wanted to speak about is the following sensational Vilna Gaon. Sensational, my friends. Super. The Vilna Gaon on Kiseitse, it's brought down in the Sefer Pnina Mishulchan Hagro. The following incident happened back in the day, in the times of Rabbi Eliyahu Kramer Mivilna. What happened was there was a man, we'll call him Yaakov, and he married a nice Jewish girl named Edel. The marriage didn't go so well. They got divorced very quickly. And not only that, he got straight back on the rebound and immediately married Zelda. Kitzer married Zeldi. First he married Edel with an A, then he married Zeldi with a Z. So his first wife is Edel. He were married just for a few weeks. It was like really no go. And then he married Zeldi on the rebound. Bang, he married Zeldi right away. You could do that. And Baruch Hashem, Zeldi got pregnant. She had a baby. Zeldi's baby was born prematurely. 7 months. Now 7 months is not bad. 8 months is bad. 6 months is really bad. 7 months can live. And the baby lived. And Baruch Hashem, everything's great. But Edel also had a baby. Now, Edel didn't marry someone else. She's not allowed to for a little while. So whose child was Edel carrying? Husband, same husband, Yaakov. Edel's divorced. She got pregnant while they were married. Now, Edel went full term with her baby. So when was her baby born? After Zeldi's baby. But Edel was the first wife. So Edel came in and said, my child is the Bechor. Wanting, what does she want? Ma'isa Shahoya. What does she want? Pishnayim in the Nachala. She wants Pishnayim in the Nachala. Now, whoa, a second. Which child breathed the air of the world first? Zeldi's child. Which child was conceived first? Edel's child. Which child is the Bechor? We don't usually have this type of phenom, because usually whoever is conceived is born first. But here you have this irregular case where you have a child who's born prematurely, a second child, the first child, second child, was born full term. So one who's conceived first is born last. The one who's conceived last is born first. Who is the Bechor? Says the Vilna Gaon, allegedly. The legend goes, he says, this is hinted to in the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. The Pasuk says, after it speaks about that as a man, Kisiyena Leish, Shnei Nashim, Hachas Ahuva, Hachas Asnua, V'yoldu Loi Banim, Ho Ahuva, V'Hasnua, V'Hoya, Ben, HaBechor, Lasnia. Two wives, one he loves, one he hates. It's a little strange to have a wife who you hate, says the Gaon. You're not supposed to hate your wife. Okay, he has two wives, one he loves, one he hates, and they both have children. Which is the Bechor? Lasnia. Strange though, why does the Pasuk say, Yolduloi banim, ho ahuva vasnua? It sounds like who gave birth first? The ahuva. So then why does it say, ben Bechor is the snua? What's going on? And more than that, then the Pasuk says, lo yuchal levaker, you can't show, like, make the other one the Bechor. Why would you think you make the other one the Bechor? Kihu Rashis Oinoi. What is the Pasuk saying? Says the Gaon, it's exactly what it's talking about. You know who was born first? V'yoldu lo banim v'ahuva v'asnua. The Ahuva gave birth first. Her name is Zeldi. And afterwards, Edel had a baby. V'hoya ben ha-bechor lasnia. But the Bechor is from the first one. And don't think I'll say the second was born first. I'll make him the Bechor. No! Ki hu reishis oinoi. He's the one who was conceived first. He's the Bechor. So if you have two children, the one that breathed the air of the world first is not the Bechor, says the film, allegedly. Legendary. The Gaon said this. So says the legend. That's a good question. I'm assuming that if he has the miscarriage, then he was not called never called really Bar Kayama. So only after Lemafreya, it was like he wasn't really born. That's a good question. Al Kopanim, so says the Goyim. It's brought in the Pinim Shulchan Gavoya. And now there's an explosion because people are really not comfortable with this. He brings Hinei in the footnotes. Al Divrei Rabbeinu Agra Kvar Niskashu Bazeh. People ask the question. Unzera Parashon Arboisai. This week's parasha, you have Yaakov and Esav. Who is the Bechor, Yaakov or Esav? Who is the Bechor? Esav is the Bechor. How do you know Esav is the Bechor? Because Yaakov is trying to buy it from him. If he's trying to buy it from him, it obviously belongs to Esav. Who was conceived first? Well, Rashi says it's kind of like if you have, let's say you put two balls in a tube, like a tennis ball. The one you put in first comes out last. So Yaakov was actually conceived first, and Esav was conceived second, and he came out first. So who was conceived first? Yaakov. So why does Yaakov have to buy the Bechoira from Esav? Why does he have to buy Bechor from Esav if, after all, he was anyway really the Bechor? Now, I would have thought maybe, okay, he's not really buying it. He's just trying to, like, but we see Yaakov's trying to cover all bases. I got to make sure this Bechira is a real Bechira. I'll do this, and this and that. This seems like it's a real Bechira. What's the deal with the Bechira? Why is Esav the Bechor? Esav was conceived second. So the Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berliner says the whole thing is not true. The Vilna Goy never would have said such a thing. It's impossible. Whoever's born first is the Bechor, and that's it. And he says it's fake news. Fake news. He says the Goy maybe said the opposite. I don't know, he didn't say this. But we have testimony. There's people who said that they would, the Goy that you know people were saying b'chayim b'shem the Goy. So something is going on over here. We have to try to figure out how to answer this question. So, one answer that they try to give, Rav Mordechai Friedman Mimezritz tries to say the following thing. Hold on a second. There's two different types of twins. There's, what are they called? Not Siamese. What are they called? Identical twins and non-identical twins. Is there a scientific name for that? Identical twins? Identical. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
It's identical and fraternal.
Fraternal and identical. What's the difference between fraternal and identical twins? Identical twins, they were coming from one seed that branched into two. Fraternal is actually two separate ones. So if you understand that Yaakov and Esav were really one seed that branched into two, so it wasn't really that Yaakov came first, it's just Yaakov was the bottom part of the same seed, then maybe Yaakov wasn't a Bechor. When is it a Bechor? When is the Vilna Gaon was talking about is actually fraternal twins. Well, that's not twins at all. Where one was actually conceived first. But by Yaakov, he wasn't conceived first. He was conceived the same time. And then it split off. And then afterwards, he's got the twins. He's not the wrong guy. And then afterwards, because Esav was born first, Esav is the Bechor. Yeah.
What's the definition of
stop with the scientific thing. What do you mean?
Esav was red in the hair.
How is it possible they're identical? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
They were
identical. How is it possible they're identical? Were Esav and Yaakov identical?
No.
In looks, were they identical?
No.
Did they look the same?
No, I did not get the Esav and the ends were different.
Did they look the same? Did they sound the same?
No.
They sounded the same. And according to some Mefarshim, they looked the same. What's with the hairy stuff? I mean, I can't tell you exactly, but their features were the same.
So,
what?
According
to some Mefarshim, Akol Kol Yaakov was that they actually had the same. They had the same voice. What? Yeah. So the question is whether or not he was talking about the way he was speaking, or some of Farshim said that they actually had their voices sounded the same. I'll call upon him. Are they identical twins or paternal twins? I don't know. But Yaakov LeEsav is that they actually look the same, according to some Mefarshim. Taisus says it, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I remember. Do you remember, Rabbi Buckler?
They look the same?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
What?
I don't remember such a
test. Okay. I heard it from Moshe Shapiro, Zatzal. But he said, I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Taisus, but I'm not positive. Al Koponim, okay, so we got to figure out. Anyway, it's a little bit, it's a hard teretz. Comes the Kli Chemda, says the Kli Chemda teretz. Let's get over the kasha, Rabbi Sagan. The kasha is, how could we say that the Bechira goes Basar, goes after what? The conception and not the birth. If by Yaakov and Esav, Esav is the Bechira, why is Esav the Bechira? Esav was conceived second. Yaakov was conceived first. Says the Kli Chemda, listen to this Moira de Columbus. He says, there's two dinim, my friends, of Bechoira. Zwei dinim of Bechoira. There's one din of Bechoira benageya to Nachala. There's nocha din of Bechoira benageya to Avoida. There's two separate dinim of Bechoira. The sugya in Kisetse, the story in Vilna back in the day. What were they talking about? Who's going to do the Avoida or who's going to inherit? Who's going to get the Nachala? Anyone? The Nachala. There's no more Avoida anymore anyway, in the time of Vilna. But over there, the Gemara's, Lo Yilucha Levaker, Ben, let's just let Pi Shnayim. We're talking about over there who gets the inheritance. When Yaakov and Esav are struggling over the Bechoira, what is the Bechoira that they're focused on? The Avoida. What did Yaakov want to get from Esav? The Avoida. Yaakov said, Esav can't do the Avoida. Bizayan, Azah, a Russia like this, do the Avoida? No chance. I got to get the Avoida away from him. And Esav says, I don't want the Bechoira, the Avoida, the Avoida is going to Bechayv Misa, forget it. The whole discussion is the Avoida. So there's two dinim of Bechor. One din of Bechor is Benagayan and Nachal. One din of Bechor is Benagayan to Avoida. It's inheritance and service in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Kli Chemda, the two dinim are not identical. Klape the din of Nachala, it's going to go after, klape the din of Nachala, which is Yerusha. The Vilna Gaon is right when he says it goes after conception. Klape the din of Avoida, it goes after when the baby is actually born. That's what he says. Tzvei dinim. So that will answer the stira. We have a stira. Yaakov and Esav, it seems like Esav is the Bechor because Esav was born first. And Achanami. Avoida goes after who's born first. The service in the base of Mikdash after who's born. The story in Vilna, it seems like the one who's conceived first. And Achanami is talking about when concerning inheritance. Concerning inheritance is the one who's conceived first. Shaila is. It's a very nice chilek, but why would that be so? Why does this make sense? One is here, they're both dinim of Bechor. Is the Bechor this one? Is the Bechor that one? Comes the Kli Chemda, and he says the svar is as follows. Let's try to look. Are we focusing on the Bechor from the standpoint of the father, or the Bechor from the standpoint of the mother? Because firstborn from the father, firstborn from the mother. Let's take the easy one. Inheritance. Who is he inheriting? His mother or his father?
Father.
So who are we looking for the firstborn? From the mother or the father? The father. So when it comes to Yerusha, our focus is, are you the firstborn of the father? That, says the Kli Chemda, is going to depend on conception. Because when was the father involved? What was the father's participation? Conception. When the baby is born, that's the mama. From that moment, that has nothing to do with the father anymore. The father's out. Conception, father. However, when you're dealing with the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, you're dealing with the avoida, which again, right, is not relevant anymore for us because the avoida doesn't go to the Bechor anymore. The din of the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash says the Kli Chemda was totally on the Bechor Min Ha'ein. That's considered the Bechor. The Bechor Min Ha'ein. When you're dealing with who's the Bechor Min Ha'ein, that's going to depend on when the mother delivers. It's her delivery. So because it's two different types of Bechoira, so it's taka depends. Is it on the conception or is it on the delivery? So if it's been a gear to the din of avoido, which depends on the Bechor min ha'aim, in other words, who's the Bechor? There's the first born from this womb. So it depends on born from the womb, from the mother. If you're dealing with the din of Bechor min ha'av, which is Yerusha, which is, depends on who is going to inherit him. So the father is, it depends on when the baby was actually conceived, not when the baby was born. This is a little bit more hisafa. I try to simplify it a little bit. It says the following thing. There's a concept which we have, which is called Uber Yerech Imoy. Uber Yerech Imoy means that as long as a child is inside the mother's stomach, she's like still part of the mother. We don't see the child as being like separate from the mother until the child comes out. Says the Kli Chemda, this is only true based on a Maral, binogeya to the mother, because in the mother, she's still part of the mother. But as far as the father is concerned, once the child is conceived, it's a child. Uber Yerech Imoy is only binogeya to the din of the mother, or binogeya to the din of the father. It's already a child, or already its own identity once it's conceived. So if there are dinim concerning the mother, if it's a bechor of the mother, it doesn't become a bechor of the mother until it's born. It's out of the mother. That's when it becomes bechor of the mother. Up until then, it's uber yerech imoy. But concerning the father, once the baby's conceived, it's a baby. There's my bechor. You could take a look at the ultrasound. There's my baby. There's my bechor. It's based on the conception.
Why is the avoida go bas to the mother?
Why does the avoida go bas to the mother? In other words, if there would be a baby who would be a bechor for the mother from different fathers, then you would want each one to be a bechor. In other words, this that we have, the din bechor, is usually it's tali and peterechem. Tali and Peterechem, says the Kli Chemda. I don't know what the Makor is for that exactly.
The
Kedushas, Peterechem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Peterechem. That's what all Bechor, Pashtus, the Kedush of all Bechor is that way. Yeah. Okay, so says Shlomo Sinneman, he wants to use this Yisoy to answer another question. Now, this is going to get a little tricky here, my friends. Following thing, we're going to try to end off with this. There's halacha, you're not allowed to shecht a mother and a child on the same day. Oysoy v'esvinoy. You're not allowed to shecht on the same day. Now, the question is like this. If a female cow is pregnant, can you shech the mother? And are you allowed to? Is the child going to become mutter? There's a child inside the mother's womb. Is the child mutter? Says the Rambam. Mutter lishchoit es ha-me'uberes uber yerech imahu ad kan l'shoyne. The Rambam seems to say you're allowed to shecht uber yerech imoy. So what does the Rambam mean? It's not oisiv es benoy. As long as the child is inside the mother's stomach, it's not called oisiv es benoy, because uber yerech imoy. You could have said other reasons why it's not really called the shechita on the baby. I didn't shecht the baby. I shechted the mother. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, listen, uber yerech imoy. So therefore, I didn't shecht the. There's no child here. It's only oisiv es benoy. As long as the mother is inside, the child is inside the mother's stomach, it's still considered to be all part of the mother, because uber yerech imoy. Frektub shleim esinemin, but I don't get it. But this week's parasha, it says, vayisroitzitzu habanim bekirba. So if you're telling me uber yerech imoy, they're not called a child yet, so how could the pasuk say vayisroitzitzu habanim bekirba? It's uber yerech imoy, they're not a ben. It's not called a ben yet. And still the pasuk says that the pasuk gives this a title of banim. Vayisroi tzitzu abanim bekirbo. So it is a ben, even though they're still in the mother's stomach. So says Reb Shlomo Zinnemann. We're dining concerning the mother. As far as the mother is concerned, is this considered to be a child? No. For her, she doesn't have a child yet. So for her, you haven't shechted her and her child because klape her, there is no child. They're considered banim to the husband, to Yitzchak. For Yitzchak, there was two children here. Because klape the husband, it's already from the yitzira, it's already considered to be a child. Therefore, we could still consider two children. Akopanim. What we discussed tonight is as follows: we discussed the nature of this of the bechira. There's two different types of bechira: bechira yerusha, and there's a bechira for avodah. We spoke about this mechira. Is this really a mechira? We said that Yaakov wanted to make sure the mechira works. He gave him bread, so it shouldn't be done under duress, and that the shvua wasn't under duress. And also, he made him make a shvua in order to make sure that it was not davar shlobo olam. Maybe he could have matan Torah wasn't davar shlobo olam. So therefore, they made this mechira into a real mechira. But what do you have to buy it for? The chayra Yaakov was the bechor. After all, Yaakov was conceived first. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe it was really two. Identical twins, and therefore it was really one from only from one seed, and it just broke off. And this is, but maybe even if it was that Yaakov was conceived first, when do we say it's a bechor? Because after the conception, that's only going to get to Yerusha, because that's going to get to the father. We're going to get to Avoda, which comes from the mother, Kedushas Arechem. There we say that it only comes after the child is actually born, and therefore Yaakov was indeed not considered the bechor, and had to buy the bechira from Esav. Thank you all very much for listening.